The arrival of the R1 model from DeepSeek is continuing to dominate the news. A TechCrunch article presents a history of DeepSeek, notably how it started as an AI lab of the Chinese investment group Highflyer Capital Management, to forcing big Chinese players like ByteDance and Alibaba to cut prices for their models and even to make them open source. The Italian Data Protection Authority has questioned DeepSeek on the processing of personal data by the R1 model. The authority suspects DeepSeek of violating several aspects of the General Data Protection Regulation, GDPR. For instance, R1 processes personal data, but DeepSeek has not asked users for permission to do so, and has not explained what type of processing is being done. The U.S. company Cerebras Systems announced that it will host a 70 billion parameter version of DeepSeek's R1 model on U.S. servers. Cerebras is promising performance speeds up to 57 times faster than GPU-based solutions in what could be the first significant shift away from GPU-dependent AI infrastructures. R1 is an open-source model, and OpenAI CEO Sam Altman suggested in a Reddit channel interview that OpenAI may be on the wrong side of history for not making the GPT models open-source. On the management of generative AI-related risks, Microsoft has published a report on its experience having red-teamed 100 generative AI products. Among the lessons, the company underscores the need for human participation for domain-specific expertise and cultural diversity, but also on the need for automated tools. Microsoft released PyRIT, a library to facilitate model testing, as open source. Meanwhile, Anthropic has developed a new technique for testing for jailbreaks in models. The approach relies on training a model with a large range of questions and explaining which questions are acceptable and which are not. Anthropic made extensive use of synthetic data to create the training questions, which is a new and original use case for synthetic data. In the cybersecurity context, WhatsApp has indicated that 100 journalists and prominent members of civil society have been targeted by a spyware on its messaging application. The spyware was developed by the Israeli company Paragon Solutions. On the current interests of big tech companies, Bill Gates has expressed his surprise that so many big tech billionaires supported Donald Trump in the recent U.S. election. However, the Fortune article cites a Brookings Institute think tank report from 2017 which wrote that big tech executives have no underlying ideological belief system, but just ad hoc optimize for more money and power. Finally, a Futurism article has claimed that generative AI was widely used in the writing of presidential executive orders signed by Donald Trump in his first days as president. Trump aides may have turned to AI to help avoid basic errors in legal work, because they expect court challenges to many of their initiatives.